Welcome to the Vista Monthly Newsletter for April 2026. If you need this email in another format, email marketing@vistablind.org.uk and our team will be happy to accommodate you. If you are using a screen reader, click View This Email in your browser, found above the Vista logo, to enlarge this email in a new tab and enable your screen reader to read this email correctly. Update from Vista, April 2026, an update on our emergency appeal. This update is from Beth Brook, Vista's CEO. I want to start this email with a huge thank you. We have been truly overwhelmed by the extraordinary support from the local community during our recent emergency appeal. The response from individuals, groups, and local organisations has been incredible, with many going above and beyond to raise funds and show their support. Despite these remarkable efforts, we have not reached the level of funding required to secure Vista's long-term future in its current form. Protecting services and support for our sight loss community has been our number one priority, and we are therefore delighted to announce that our statutory services will be transferred to BID services. This will ensure a seamless transition for our service users. BID Services is a well-established charity which provides specialist services for those who are deaf, hard of hearing, sight impaired or deafblind across England, alongside a breadth of community services and activities. We are now exploring options with potential partners to help to safeguard our other vital non-statutory services, including our Children and Young People service, Tech Together, our community meetups, and Vista Shops. Funds raised through our appeal will enable support to be provided to people affected by sight loss in the immediate term and as we work through this period of transition. As a part of this continued transition, we have also taken the decision to exit our office at Provincial House to reduce costs. We are grateful to our landlords for supporting Vista and facilitating an early release from our lease. Services normally delivered from Provincial House, like our Tech Together service, are now continuing at venues in the community. Our teams will share details and directions where you can access services as soon as they have information to share. We will share more in the coming weeks as we confirm our next steps, but for now I wanted to thank you for your ongoing support and kindness during this challenging period. It is hugely appreciated by our team. What to expect in this newsletter? In our April newsletter, you can expect a spotlight on Harvard Medical School's advice for everyday better health as we reflect on World Health Day earlier this month. An overview of a piece of technology which can help people who are visually impaired with assistive reading without the need for a mobile phone. Details of a free performance of the Bedtime Beastie which children or young people living with sight loss can enjoy. An upcoming opportunity to support Vista's children and young people at a family-friendly event taking place at Ratcliffe College, and an open day at Rutland Sailing Club, which will allow people living with sight loss to get hands-on with sailing for the first time. Tips for everyday better health. Tuesday, April 7th was World Health Day, so as we reflect on this, we wanted to take the time to share insight into better health from the Harvard Medical School. Some of their tips include practicing mindfulness as a part of your daily routine. This may be something like appreciating the sound of a birdsong or the touch of a certain texture. Apps like Calm and Headspace can also help you to feel present in the moment. Mindfulness is a great way to calm anxiety and improve focus and concentration. Prioritize sleep. Poor sleep can have an impact on our behaviour, our immune system, and can take a toll on our health over time. By getting the right amount of sleep, we can support our long-term physical and mental well-being. Eat real whole foods. evidence suggests that diets rich in vegetables, fruits, and minimally processed foods support longevity and vitality. Leafy greens like spinach and kale can protect against cataracts and AMD, while fish like salmon and sardines can support retina health, proving our diet has a direct connection to eye health. These are free tips, but more information can be found on the Harvard Medical School website. To read more, visit www.health.harvard.edu/blog/5-timeless-habits-4-better-health-2025092-43106. Tools, tech, and equipment. Orcam Read Highlight. Orcam Read is a fantastic tool which offers a reading solution for people who don't want to use a mobile phone. This handheld AI-driven assistive reading device is designed to support people who may have low vision. It utilizes a camera with laser targeting to instantly read printed or digital text from any surface, offering audio output via Bluetooth or a built-in speaker. Operation of the device is simple, with a single push button used to activate it, and it operates without the use of Wi-Fi, meaning you can use it on the go. To find out more, visit orcam.com/en-ie/orcam-read. The Bedtime Beastie Performance. If you have children or young people with a visual impairment, why not join our children and young people's team for a free performance of the Bedtime Beastie tomorrow? This performance has been made possible thanks to the Little Theatre and Accessible Theatre Company. This fun story explores overcoming fears of the unknown through the use of puppets and original music. Suitable for ages 3+, this accessible performance will give young people an opportunity for hands-on interaction with props and will also let them meet performers. This performance is tomorrow, Friday the 10th of April, from 1pm till 3pm at the Little Theatre, Leicester, LE1 6PW. If you'd like to book a space, visit www.vistaleicester.wufoo.com/forms/sfaj4ab0nx639. Support our young people at the Disability Games. Join Vista families and our children and young people's team at the Disability Games on April 12th at Ratcliffe College in Ratcliffe-on-the-Reek. Events start from 10am with lots of exciting activities, including archery, basketball hoop shooting, boccia, darts, swimming, and much more. We are delighted to share that 6 of our Vista young people will be competing in the games with the support of our children and young people's team. The event is a great opportunity to come together and celebrate the contributions that people with different kind of disabilities make to both the sports and our wider communities. Visitors, family, and spectators are welcome to join, so why not come along on the 12th? To find out more, visit www.rotary-rib.org/districts/page.php?PGDEQUALS991127@SIGN1070. Blind Sailing UK Taster Day. Blind Sailing UK have a taster day at Rutland Sailing Club on the 17th of April from 10am till 3pm with GBR Blind Sailing and Sailability RYA. This is a great opportunity for people with a sight loss to get hands-on experience trying sailing for the first time. Make new friends and discover an exciting new sport which you are bound to enjoy. For more details, email blind.sailing@yahoo.co.uk or call 07796 687 914. Dates for the diary. Belmont Leys meetup, Monday 13th of April, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Community room, Tesco Extra, Belmont Leys Shopping Centre, LE41DE. All things Android tech together, Monday the 13th of April, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hybrid, in person at Chapel Cafe, 10A Bishop Street, Leicester, LE16AF, or virtually via Zoom. South Wigston Meetup, Tuesday 14th of April, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The Salvation Army Loaf and Bloom Cafe, Ladysmith Road off of Saffron Road, South Wigston, Leicester, LE18 4UZ. Hinckley Cafe Meetup, Monday the 20th of April, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. St Mary's Church, Church Walk, Hinckley, LE10 1DW. Loughborough Meetup, Wednesday the 22nd of April, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Community Room, Tesco Extra, Park Road Roundabout, LE11 2EX. Leicester City Centre Cafe Meetup, Thursday the 23rd of April, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Chapel Cafe, Bishop Street Methodist Church, 10A Bishop Street, Town Hall Square, Leicester, LE16AF. Tea and Tech Talk, Tech Together, Thursday the 23rd of April, 12:30 p.m. till 2:30 p.m. Chapel Cafe, Bishop Street Methodist Church, 10A Bishop Street, Town Hall Square, Leicester, LE16AF, and Belmont Leys Meetup, Monday the 11th of May, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Community Room, Tesco Extra, Belmont Leys Shopping Centre, LE41DE. All things Android tech together, Monday the 11th of May, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hybrid, in person at Chapel Cafe, 10A Bishop Street, Leicester, LE16AF, or virtually via Zoom. To view all of our upcoming events, visit www.vistablind.org.uk/news-events/events. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this e-newsletter. These e-newsletters will be sent on a monthly basis, and you can connect with us on social media for more frequent updates.